Hot Bulldog fans. Good evening from Paint Creek on what is a wet field with some tall grass as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Paint Creek Pirates. I want to say thanks to all the sponsors who are supporting these broadcasts. Iowa Baptist Church, First Church of God in Iowa, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypress and Steel Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Iowa Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Hogdale Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Iowa Pump and Supply, and First Bank and Trust. The weather is nice. Like I said, there was a whole lot of water. You're driving over puddles when you were coming over here. But both teams, well, the Bulldogs are sitting in the end zone waiting for the national anthem. I don't see the Pirates. They must still be inside. But the game will begin here momentarily. I may walk to the other end of the field so I can see the scoreboard. Can't see the scoreboard over there. So if I haven't married today, and I thought of you.
Yeah?
Yep. Not much, just a little. Good evening, Bulldog fans. Ben Moore here with you from Paint Creek as the Bulldogs take on the Paint Creek Pirates. The Bulldogs, of course, won last week in our battle against Motley County to open the season off. A good, impressive win for the Bulldogs team. Paint Creek was also victorious over Herald last week, so it's setting up to be a great matchup this evening. A couple stats that I was able to pull from the internet. So the Bulldogs last week were ranked number 19, and this week jumped all the way up to number 7 on 16football.com. And that's, of course, in 1A, because that's what the Bulldogs are, Division 1. Paint Creek is Division 2, and they went from 60th in 69th week 1 to 60th. So should be a good matchup for the Bulldogs. Looking ahead, they'll face Jayton next week in the home opener, followed by Lorraine and Klondike with an open, and then we'll begin district matchups, and we'll keep an eye on those scores for the district teams throughout the evening as we kind of get set and get prepared. So, it is soaking wet here in Paint Creek. I'm standing in a puddle of water near the end zone. I don't think there's water on the field, but there's just not a lot of area, not a lot of room with the way this field is built, and it looks like they mowed it, but then the rain grew the grass a lot, so it's really hard to see the number line. So, not ideal conditions, not an ideal field for the Bulldogs, but of course, adversity is a part of the game, and I would expect the Bulldogs to respond well to all of this. So, 2 minutes, 13 seconds left before kickoff. Bulldogs have their captains. Tank Creek has their captains. Both standing towards the end zone, getting ready to walk in. It's just eerily quiet here. Like, it just is, like, nobody's talking. I feel awkward talking by myself with a earphone in, but that's where we're at. So, Bulldogs sent out their captains, number 11, Brighton Partain, number 5, Jarrett Cabrera, and number 8, Zane Allen, the three seniors for the Bulldogs who do a lot on offense and defense for the Bulldog team that again, put up just a really, really solid first week. Again, only three seniors on this team. It's a very young Bulldog team, but a very impressive win. And when you've had the consistency that the Bulldogs have had in coaching and administration and everything that I was blessed to have, you would expect these teams are just going to reload as opposed to rebuild. So there's the coin flip. We'll wait for the referee to say exactly what is happening and who's going where and when and why. He's talking to the Pirates who are maroon and just don't have a whole lot of players on the sideline. Looks like it's about 9 players total. 1 is not in pads with Dylan. So both teams lined up and now they're switching. So the Bulldogs are going to receive the kickoff. If you're sitting in the stands, which are very small, in a full for the Bulldogs, and then there's cars almost on the whole visitor side lined up, ready to watch some football, the Bulldogs will be on the right side of the field and they'll be trying to get into the left side of end zone. The sun is behind the home stand, so the visitor side, we're going to be looking into the sun just for a little bit until the game starts. So, it's so wet that the Bulldogs didn't even put up our inflatable helmets for the team to run through, and there's just not a lot of room. Like I said, there's maybe 5 yards from the back of the end zone to the little metal fence that they have set up. So, kind of a old-school, low-structured day. School board reads 10 minutes, going to start. Tank Creek is in maroon. We're going to kick from left to right. The Bulldogs are received from right to left. And I'm sure you can hear the Bulldogs break the huddle and run to the edge. So, waiting for the Bulldogs now. Tank Creek's on the field, ready to go. Again, just a tall grass. It's really hard for me to see any of the lines. I can see I'm standing at the goal line, and I can see the 5-yard line, but I can't see the 10. That's about as far of the yard lines as I can see. So the grass is real tall and overgrown. It's really wet. Tank Creek's going to be kicking from the right hash mark, and they're lined up kicking on side kick. And that's what they're going to do. It's going to be end over end, and the Bulldogs are going to fall on it. That's Caden Forey with the recovery. Just falls on the ball. So that's going to set the Bulldogs up for a first and 15 from around midfield. Let's watch the referee and see exactly how they spot it. Yeah, it's going to be from about the Bulldogs 35. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle. It's going to be Raiden Hernandez under center. Jaron Pena behind him, Brighton Partain in the back for the eye rise. The handoff to Jaron Pena right up the middle. Pena's going to get a good 5-10 yard run. It's going to set up about a 2nd and 5 for the Bulldogs, depending on exactly where they mark it. So 9:22 left in the first. Got a 10-yard run to start off the game for the Bulldogs. Now it's going to be second and five for Ira as Hernandez gets his team set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's Partain running on the far side. Partain still on his feet, being patient, waiting for his blockers to get out front. He's going to get plenty for a first down, about a 15-yard run for Brighton. That's going to set up a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from around the 20-yard line of the Pirates. Just a lot of patience from Brighton on that run. He didn't just jet off running down the field. He waited kind of for his blockers to get set up and was able to pick up enough for a first down. So now it's going to be first and 15 from the 20 for the Bulldogs. Hernandez was offside against Paint Creek. About the whole team jumped off sides on the hard count by Hernandez. Good play by Raiden. That's going to move the Bulldogs up even closer. And now it's going to be about a first and 10 for the Bulldogs coming from their 15-yard line. 9:04 left in the first quarter. No score yet, but the Bulldogs are knocking on the door. That was a different formation, too, that they came out in. It was not the Ira eye. Yep, it's going to be a split back. Hernandez under center. Partain and Pena in the backfield standing next to each other. There's a snap. Hits to Partain running on the far side. Again, Partain being patient. He's going to be able to walk right on into the end zone. Oh, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. And he fell water splattered everywhere. This is going to be one of those old-school, muddy football games. So it's going to set up a first and goal for the Bulldogs from about the 3-yard line. 8:58 left in the first quarter. No score yet, but the Bulldogs are 3 yards away. Greg the huddle gets set in the Ira eye. There's the snap at the handoff to, oh no, it's going to be a pass from Hernandez to Pena, but it's going to fall incomplete. Looks like there's a little bit of miscommunication on the offense on the play supposed to be run. So now it's going to be second and goal from the 3 for the Bulldogs after the incomplete pass. Get set in the Ira eye. Gets back to Partain. Partain dribbles it on the ground once, picks it back up, and is able to walk in to the end zone for a touchdown. So it was a touchdown. The ball was super slick. Raiden pitched it back. Partain caught it. It bounced on the ground. He picked it back up. And that's going to be a story of the game for today. In fact, teams are going to switch balls, and I have a feeling it's going to have to happen a lot. It's just so wet. Everything is just puddled up. They've had a bunch of rain. Looks like late this afternoon. All right, there's a snap. The ball flies over Hernandez's head. There you go, trying to score. Again, the ball is just so slippery. They wouldn't let us switch the ball out, so it's a no good kick by Cabrera. Again, the ball was super slippery. The referees wouldn't let us switch the ball. So the ball was snapped, a wet, slippery ball. Hit Hernandez high in the hands. It was a hard catch for him. He wasn't able to get it. And then Cabrera grabbed it, tried to make something of it, but was tackled. So just an odd set of plays. It's going to be one of those games with the tall grass and the wet field. Bulldogs are leading 6-0 with 8:47 left in the first quarter. Trying to get set. I typically keep things on the ground, but I can't keep all of my stuff on the ground today because it's so wet. So I want to thank sponsors for this broadcast. We'll make sure we get to you throughout the broadcast. Nice. Okay. The Bulldogs are going to be kicking the ball from the right side to the left side. Cabrera is the kicker for the Bulldogs. He gets the whistle, and back deep for the Pirates is number 5. Nunez. There's a snap. It's a kick. It's going to fly out of bounds. Mm-hmm. soaking wet. Ball splashed right up on me. So ball went out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. See what the Pirates want to do with it. They're saying it was out of bounds at the 5. See if they want to re-kick it or just take the yards. And the Pirates going to re-kick it. So another chance for Cabrera. Again, the ball wasn't a huge issue at the beginning, but as the drive went on, it got really wet and became slippery. So now the Bulldogs are going to re-kick it again after the ball went back, and they're going to kick it from the 30 this time. 8:43 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 6-0 here in Paint Creek. Cabrera getting his team set. Again, back deep for Paint Creek is number 5, Nunez. All right, Cabrera gets set. Here's the whistle. Runs up to kick the ball. Gets a hold of it this time. It's not going to go out of bounds. In fact, it's going to fly over Nunez's head and go out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So, whole lot of kicking for the same results as normal. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Pirates from their 20-yard line. Bulldogs leading 6-0. This will be the first time we've seen the dominant dog defense tonight. Bulldog offense got the opening kickoff and methodically marched down the field with some patient runs and some power runs. And we'll see what the Bulldogs can pull off here. 8:37 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 6-0 as the dominant dog defense takes the field. Paint Creek gets set. They've got one under center, two in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to number 11. He's hit immediately by Caden Corey and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. It was a handoff to number 11, O'Donnell, for the Pirates. And Corey was able to be there and bring him down for about a loss of 2 yards. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 17 for the Pirates from their own 18-yard line. 8 minutes, 15 seconds left and counting in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 6-0. It is just quiet. And the way Paint Creek's offense runs is they let the clock get down to a certain level. The center runs out, and then as soon as they get set, they go. There's one under center, two in the backfield. Snap, it's good. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Turnover for the Bulldogs. The fumble's picked up by number 24, Dimitri Juarez. It was a handoff underneath. The runner was immediately hit by the dominant dog defense. Juarez was able to pick up the ball, but now it's going to be 1st and goal for the Bulldogs from their 13-yard line. Hernandez going to get his team set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Hernandez rolls out to the far side looking to throw it. He's got it complete. That was Hernandez to Allen for the touchdown. So that puts the score at 12-0. Bulldogs leading. Had trouble with the last kick. The ball looks a little bit drier this time. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. That's going to put the Bulldogs up 14-0. With 7:36 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for this broadcast include Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. With Sunday services at 10 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., an 11 a.m. worship service, and a free meal Wednesdays at 6 p.m. with Bible studies for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Visit fbciowa.com or check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. Another sponsor is the Ira Church of God. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God for more information. Another sponsor is Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties.
Our field office is located in Ireland. We strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Bulldogs leading 14-0 with 7:36 left in the first as they get ready to kick the ball off from right to left. All right, Cabrera gets the signal, runs up to the ball, kicks a booming kick. Tank Creek catches it, is going to run. That's O'Donnell, number 11 for the Pirates, and he's hit hard by the Bulldogs. That's number 85, Caden Wyatt with the tackle. So, Tank Creek returns the kick, was only able to get it up to the 15-yard line instead of the 20, so a good kick by the Bulldogs. It's going to be first and 15 for the Pirates from their own 15-yard line as the dominant dog defense takes over again. You're going to need some new shoes, Summer. That's soaking wet. All right, the Pirates break the huddle. Have some confusion as to where to go. They send two receivers from the far side, two in the backfield, and it's just the center and the quarterback up front. Now the quarterback drops back into shotgun. There's the snap. He gets the ball, pitches it back to number five, Nunez. Nunez hit by two Bulldogs. That's number five, Jarrett Cabrera, and number 24, Dimitri Juarez for the Bulldogs for about a 3-4 yard loss. So that's going to set up a second and 19 for the Pirates. The Bulldogs have just, I mean, outside of that first drive when the ball was wet and kind of getting used to everything, it has just been all about the Bulldogs today. Tank Creek breaks the huddle. They got the quarterback and shotgun. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, two in the backfield. Derek Steph hits a pitch back to O'Donnell for the Bulldogs. O'Donnell being chased by Caden Forey. He's going to be brought down for a loss again. It's going to be a loss of about 1-2 yards. It's going to set up a third and 18, third and 19 for the Pirates. To my knowledge, I don't think the Pirates have had a positive offense display so far. They've not tried to throw the ball. They've just run the ball, and every time they've been tackled at least 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage. 6 minutes, 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 14-0. It's going to be third and 17 from the Pirates' 8-yard line. Break the huddle, same formation. One receiver to the far, one receiver to the near, quarterback in shotgun, two behind him. There's a pitch back to Nunez. Nunez running on the near side, and Juarez is going to tackle Nunez for about a 5-yard loss. So that's going to set up a third and 23 for the Pirates. Ball set at their 4-yard line. 5 minutes, 41 seconds left in the first quarter. It's been all about the Bulldogs so far. Bulldogs leading 14-0 as the sun is just now starting to set behind the building here at Tank Creek. Time was getting close for the game clock. Tank Creek's going to call a timeout. They haven't broken the huddle yet. The Pirates call their first timeout. The score is 14-0 with 5:13 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Pirates. It's 4th and 17 from the Pirates' 4-yard line. Sponsors for the broadcast include Cider, Iron, and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. With on-site cleanup available, roll-off containers, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Cider, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Fire Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. All right. Come out of the timeout. Tank Creek going to come in with a tight formation. They're going to have three down linemen. Everybody's going to get under center, and they're going to have two back in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell is running. He's going to be hit by. Good night. That's Partain, who runs up and sacks him for a 1-yard loss. So now it's going to be turnover on downs. It's the Bulldog ball to the first and goal from the Pirates' 4-yard line. 5:06 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 14-0. Hernandez gets his team set. There's going to be one receiver to the near side, one to the far, Partain in the backfield. There's snap. It's going to be handoff underneath to Pena. Pena is able to lock in for the touchdown. That's going to score 20-0. Bulldogs leading with Cabrera coming on for the kick. Cabrera is the holder. Bishop is the snapper. Cabrera is the kicker. Hernandez is the holder. Bishop the snapper. The snap. The hold. The kick. The ball is up. And it's good. That puts the score 22-0. Bulldogs leading. Still in the first quarter with 5:01 left in the first. Sponsors for the broadcast include Bell, Seifert, and Teal, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, and Hermley and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, locally owned and operated, only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health care a part of what we do best. Another sponsor is Legacy Fuel. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937, and we deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. Bulldogs leading 22-0, 5:01 left in the first quarter as Cabrera gets ready to kick off. Runs up there. The kick is going to be deep and far back towards the near sideline. Ball stays in the sideline. It's going to be picked up by the Pirates. Almost taken up by C.J. Collier for the Bulldogs. Instead, Nunez falls on it. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Pirates from their own 5-yard line. 4:52 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 22-0. The dominant dog defense has not allowed a positive offensive play from the Pirate offense so far this evening. All right. The Pirates break the huddle. We're going to go under center with two in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff to O'Donnell. Ball's on the ground. Players all over the place. It looks recovered by the Pirates. It's going to be a 2nd down. The ball fumbles forward, and the Pirates are able to jump on the ball right at the line. So it's going to be a 2nd and 15 for the Pirates from their own 5-yard line. 4:47 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 22-0. Pirates press the huddle, getting the same formation. There's the snap. It's going to be handed off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell runs forward before he's stuffed by Partain for the Bulldogs. It's going to be a gain of about a yard or two. That's going to set up a 3rd and 13 for the Pirates. 4:33 left in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs leading 22-0. Pirates will send the center up, and then they all run up later on. That's what they're going to do. Same formation. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell running forward before he's met by two Bulldogs. That's Juarez. That's Partain. That's Allen. All in on the tackle. It's going to be a loss of over 2 yards. That's going to bring him back to the original. Nope, they're going to say he only lost 1 yard. So that's going to be about a 4th and 14 for the Pirates from their own 6-yard line. 3:40 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 22-0.
Pirates send the center up. He's going to sit right over the ball. And then the coach will say, go, and the play clock gets down. Send the rest of the players up to the line of scrimmage, and they snap it quick. Quarterback gets under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to new runner. There's a flag that comes in. 34, Blair with the run. It was about a yard long. There's a flag holding on the Pirates. So that's going to be a turnover on down. Those Burke shoes are standing the test of the water. All right, it's going to be Bulldog ball from the Pirates' 3-yard line. First and goal. Hernandez gets his team set in the IRI. There's the snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the near side. And Partain powers his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Gerdag gets the score 28-0 here in the first quarter with 3:16 left, and the Bulldogs are going to come on for the extra point. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Cabrera, the kicker. Snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up. And it's good. That puts the Bulldogs up 30-0 with 3:16 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs. Graduate of Iowa with a family of four. Sorry, Doug and Susie. Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs, graduate of Iowa with a family of four generations and graduates starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy was the fifth generation on his mother's side, orange and black runs through their veins, proud to be Iowa supporters. Stepped in an ant pile, I guess, in the midst of the water. I'm standing in water in there. I'm on my feet, so I'm cleaning myself off real quick. So the Bulldogs are going to kick the ball from right to left, waiting for the Pirates to break the huddle and get out. Bulldogs leading 30-0 with 3:16 left in the first quarter. Brer gets ready to kick. He's got the signal from the referee. Now he's checking with both sides of the line, seeing if they're ready. They are. And there's the kick. It's going to be low and slow, going to be picked up by O'Donnell. Actually, he's just going to lay on it. So it's going to be a first and 15 from the 15-yard line of the Pirates. Again, Bulldogs just been dominant so far tonight. 30-0 on the scoreboard, 2:44 and counting. Pirates break the huddle. They've got quarterback under center, two in the backfield. There's a snap, handoff to O'Donnell. O'Donnell running on the far side has a little bit of room, but not much, for he's taken down by Juarez and Collier. But now before he picks up about 3 yards, Brant Fox on the tackle. So it's going to be about a second and 14 for the Pirates. 2:12 left in the first and counting. Bulldogs leading 30-0. Pirates subbing in some players. Not in a hurry. Again, they're using every second of the clock that they can. The center will stand on the ball. He doesn't put his hand down until they break the huddle and get right by him. And as soon as they get down, they run up there and snap it. Quarterback hands it off to number 34, but not before he's tackled quickly by the Bulldogs, Caden Castillo. So it was Blair, the senior, who's tackled by Castillo for the Bulldogs. So that's going to set up a third and about 14. It's about a 2-yard loss. It'll be third and 14 from the Pirates' 16-yard line. 1:45 left in the first and counting. Bulldogs leading 30-0. Pirates break the huddle, run up to the line, get under center. There's the snap. It's pitched back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it back to the near side, but not before he hit. He gains a little bit, but not much. Tackled by Pena. So now it's going to be a fourth and about 11, maybe 10. Fourth and 12 as they have on the scoreboard with 1 minute and counting left on the clock. Bulldogs leading 30-0 in the first quarter. Again, it's been all about the Bulldogs so far on offense. They've not had many troubles, and on defense, they've given up very few yards. Pirates run up to the line of scrimmage, get it set. It's going to be run back. They're looking to throw the ball. They throw it. It's going to be deflected. Great defense by Pena. Knocks the ball incomplete, so it's going to be a turnover on downs. Bulldog ball will be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Pirates' 17-yard line. 25-4. I don't know why the clock is running right now on a turnover. It's going to make 10. The Bulldogs up 30-0. 15 seconds on the clock, and the clock is counting down. Bulldogs get down and get set. Hernandez gets his team under center. There's a snap at the pitch back to number two for the Bulldogs. It's number two, Aiden Claxton. Claxton able to run the ball all the way into the end zone for a touchdown as the first quarter expires. So the first quarter is all but over with. The Bulldogs will kick the extra point kick. They're leading right now 36-0. Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, Cabrera, the kicker. Snap, hold, kick, the ball's up, and it's good. So that puts the Bulldogs up 38-0 at the end of the first quarter. For the supporter of the broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another supporter of the broadcast is Cogdill Memorial Hospital. Cogdill Memorial Hospital in Snyder is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you welcome home. Iowa Pump and Supply. Iowa Pump and Supply. Call Iowa Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. And First Bank and Trust and Snyder, thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. At the end of the first quarter, Bulldogs are leading 38-0. So the start of the second quarter, the Bulldogs have this game very well in hand. There's an ant. I have just been, I'm standing in water, and I guess the ants are looking for anything they can. And getting bit pretty good. All right, Cabrera with the kick. This time he's kicking from the left to the right. Looks like the ball's going to go through the back of the end zone for a touchback. There's not much wind here this evening. It looks like we came on the back end of a storm. That's why there's kind of puddles of water everywhere. So the Bulldogs are going to bring in the dominant dog defense again. It looks like Coach Goodwin's rotating in a lot of the younger players here this evening. They don't have their numbers down super well, so it may take me just a second to kind of get reacquainted with who these guys are. The JV didn't have a team, so I bet they stood up tonight, and that's who the Bulldogs are going to send out. There's a snap at the rollback. Quarterback drops the ball. Now he picks up. He's going to try to throw it, and he throws it incomplete. Again, just the weather is getting in the way of everybody. The balls are getting extremely wet, and so that one slips out of his hands with the quarterback. He picked it up, tried to make something happen, but the Dominant Dog defense was able to stop him, and so now it's going to be second and 15. It looks like the ball is about at the 20-yard line. 9:20 left in the second quarter. There's a snap of the pitch back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell running around in the backfield. It doesn't get far before he's hit by multiple Bulldog defenders. He may have gained about a yard or two, so that's going to set up a third and 14 or third and 13 for the Pirates, coming from their own 21, 22-yard line.
8:57 and counting left in the half. Bulldogs leading 38-0 here in Paint Creek. As the sun's going down, the field's starting to glow just a little bit. But it's going to be kind of hard to see. It's back to another runner for Paint Creek who's hit by a Bulldog defender. Looks like that was number 21, Peyton Castillo, for the Bulldogs. So that's going to set up 4th and 15 for Paint Creek from their own 20-yard line. 8:27 and counting left in the first half. Bulldogs leading 38-0. That looks like Coach Goodwin has subbed in just about. I think everybody out there is a younger player on the JV that's out there playing for the Bulldogs, getting some valuable reps. So there's the snap. It's going to be handoff to O'Donnell. Actually, no, it's not even handed off. They tried to, but that's number 80, Cooper Caswell, who gets there before they can even hand the ball off and is able to sack the quarterback. That was fourth down, so now it's going to be a turnover on down. The Bulldogs are going to get the ball, and it's going to be I have to look and see where the referee's spotting it. The lines are just, the grass is growing really tall. You can't see the lines very well. It's going to be about a, and seeing it looks like it's 1st and 15 from the Bulldogs, or from the Pirates 15, but they're setting up the lane, so it's a little bit longer than 15. There's that. Hernandez pitches it back to number 2, Collier. Claxton running around. He looks like he's going to throw it, but now he just runs it on into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs. That's Aiden Claxton, who was back deep for the Bulldogs. Looks like he was looking to throw the ball. Nobody was open, so he just kind of took off and ran it in. The Bulldogs are now leading 44-0 with 7:20 left in the second quarter. On for the two-point kick. Bishop the kicker. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the snapper. Snap. So it was over the head of Hernandez. It's picked up. Well, Hernandez falls on it, and he's tackled. So no good for the Bulldogs on the conversion. Again, I'm just kidding. Eaten up by Ant. So no good for the Bulldogs. That takes the score 44-0 for the Bulldogs with 7:20 left in the first quarter, or in the first half. Let's pull a phone out and look at some scores from around and see how some of our district opponents are doing. Westbrook is leading Jonesboro, or defeated Jonesboro, 30-14. Snyder is beating Loveland 14-7. Roby is trailing Lubbock Kingdom Prep 14-2. Fernley is tied with Abilene Christian 8-8. The Yellowhammers are playing Lincolnville today, but there's no scores up there yet. Throckmorton is leading Highland 8-6. Lorraine has defeated Kroll 56-8. Klondike is leading Dayton 14-7. All right, so Goodwin subbing in some more young players for the kickoff. We're going to kick from left to right. Seven 20 left in the first half. Bulldogs leading 44-0. Brad gives the sickle, runs up, kicks the ball towards the left side, kind of low. It's going to be picked up by a Pirate who, I don't know if he, looks like he just slid and fell. So it's going to be 1st and 15 from the Pirate 10-yard line. All right, 1st and 15 for the Pirates from their own. Wait to see where the spot's at. It was around the 10-yard line over there. It may be just a little bit past that. Bulldogs are leading 44-0 with 7:13 left in the first quarter. Yeah, they're going to say 1st and 15 from the Pirates 15. They're going to come out two receivers, one to the far side, one to the near side, one under center, and two stack back. There's that pitch back to O'Donnell for the Pirates. O'Donnell gets the ball. Doesn't make it very far before he's tackled by number 18, Derek Bishop, for the Bulldogs. Gained maybe a yard or two on the carry. It's going to set up a 2nd and 13 or so for the Pirates. Clocked at 6:55 and counting. Bulldogs leading 44-0. waiting for the Pirates to snap a huddle. Again, they're letting the play clock go all the way down as far as they can before they break the huddle. Bulldogs leading 44-0. Pirates break the huddle. Same formation. One receiver spread to the far. One receiver spread to the near. Ball's back looking to throw it. Quarterback hit by several Bulldog defenders, but the one who ultimately takes him down is going to be number 18 is what I got. Derek Bishop on that. They're saying 22 over the last speaker, which is Cash Miller. Either way, it was a big loss of down, so that's going to set up a third and long for the Pirates. It looks like it's about a third and 20 for the Pirates from their own 5-yard line or so. Pirates getting tight, snap the ball back to hit it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking to make it around the edge. He's going to gain a few yards, but not before he's hit out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Not enough for a first down, but a good run. There is a flag back in the backfield that's going to be holding on the Pirates. That's going to bring the Pirates back. So now it'll be third and it's going to be half the distance to the goal. So it's going to be a third and, I don't know, 22 and a half from Paint Creek, 2.5-ish yard line. A well-played sack here would be a touchback for the Bulldogs. Again, 45 is the goal. Bulldogs are sitting at 44-0 with 5:30 left in the first quarter. There's the whistle. Paint Creek in tight. There's the snap. Ball falls down. The quarterback's just going to sit on it. Now it's fourth down. Ball's going back even further. I mean, it's got to be right next to the goal line of Paint Creek. 5:24 left in the second quarter. Bulldogs leading 44-0. Referees are talking about something. I'm not sure what. I mean, the ball was snapped. Quarterback dropped it, and he just fell on top of it. Referees are still huddled talking. There wasn't a flag or anything on the play. I'm kind of confused about what they're talking about. The lights here at Paint Creek are not great. Going to talk to Coach Goodwin. All of the lights up top, not all of them are working on any one of the light fixtures that I can see. One of the light fixtures has none that are working, and the sun's kind of going down. Not kind of, it's going down. It's starting to get fairly dark. Okay, so turnover on downs. I guess they were off on, I don't know what they're doing. They're moving the ball back now to about the 20 of Paint Creek. I'm not sure what happened. Now the ball's at the 20 for the Pirates. It's still fourth down, but it's going to be fourth at about 10. There's a snap. Pirates handed off underneath to Nunez. Nunez hit and tackled by 21. Caden Castillo for the Bulldogs, so it's going to be a turnover on down. So the Bulldogs are going to take over at the Pirate 20-yard line. It'll be first and 15 from the Pirate 20. Bulldogs leading 44-0 with 5:12 left in the half. I'm sorry, 5:16 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 44-0. There's the snap. Hand up underneath to number 10, Brent Cox. Brent Cox is going to run around the far side and just walk right on into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. That puts the Bulldogs up 50-0.
And Cabrera is going to come on for the kick in just a minute.
So again, that's just a handoff to Cox. Cox is able to run around on the far side of the field and get in for a touchdown. So far tonight, the Bulldogs have had 5 different players score touchdowns. It's been share the wealth tonight for the Bulldogs as we're leading 50-0. Bulldogs are lining up to go for the 1 point. There's a snap. It's pitched back to number 22, Cash Miller. And Miller is tackled before the goal line, so it's going to be no good for the Bulldogs. Still, Bulldogs leading 50-0 with 5:05 left in the first quarter. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. All the sponsors who support these broadcasts, Irish Baptist Church, Irish Church of God, Prosper Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Frypert and Steel Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Congo Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Ira Pump and Supply, and First Bank and Trust. All right, Cabrera gets the ball set, ready for the kickoff. Get Bulldogs leading 50-0 here tonight, and what's been just all Bulldogs all night long. 5:05 left in the half. Cabrera gets ready to kick, raises his hand up, runs up to the ball, and it's going to be a big deep kick down the far side of the field. Looks like it's going to bounce back for a touchback. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Pirates coming from their own 20-yard line. Bulldog ball again. The sun's going down. The lights are on. It's just not super well lit here. But that's all right. The Bulldogs are ready to play. All right, Dominant Dog defense comes out on the field. The Pirates get set in the wings. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff to O'Donnell. O'Donnell turns and runs to the far side. Now he's dancing on the backfield, trying to go somewhere. Doesn't get many yards. A little bit, not before he's taken down by number 3, C.J. Collier. So it's going to set up a second and eight, depending on where they spot the ball. .424 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 50-0. There's a snap. It's pitched back by the Pirates. Hand off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell's taking it down in the backfield. So it's going to be a lot of yards. Be a lot of yards for O'Donnell. It's going to set up a 3rd and 15 for the Pirates. Clocks at 3:55 and counting. Bulldogs leading 50-0. There's a snap for the Pirates. They hand it off to O'Donnell running on the far side. O'Donnell's taking down. Kind of getting hard for me to see who it is. They're saying to for the speakers, and we can go with that. So now it's going to be 4th and 12 for the Pirates on their own. 3 yard line. Bulldogs leading 50-0 with 3:10 left in the half. There's a pass. Pitch back to O'Donnell running on the far side. O'Donnell's going to be hit and taken down. That time it was by number, waiting for the turn. I can't tell what number. It looks like maybe Derek Bishop, if that's what they're saying on the radio too. So timeout, Paint Creek. Bulldogs leading 50-0. Turnover downs and a timeout. Again, just very quiet here in Paint Creek. Not many fans here, there's far more fans for the Bulldogs than for the Pirates. And again, the lights are just not great. I don't see any that are having all of them lit up. It's kind of getting hard for me to see the numbers of the players. 2:44 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 50-0 on what has been a wet, but a overgrown, but a great day for some Bulldogs football. Again, next week the Bulldogs will open up at home against Jayton. Coach Goodwin subbed in just a bunch of the younger players. The Bulldogs are fortunate to have a lot of boys that are out for football every year and have built a great program under Coach Goodwin's leadership. And so now you're able to sub in a bunch of these younger guys, get them some experience, which is only going to be good for Bulldog football from now until well into the future. Collier's going to be under center. Or not Collier, Claxton's under center. And he hands it off to number 20, Landon Tyler. So second and 14 for the Bulldogs now. After the handoff to Tyler, Bulldogs leading 50-0 with 2:30 left in the game, or in the half, and counting. Again, Bulldogs have subbed in a lot of the younger players, getting them some experience. I don't know their numbers as well as I know kind of the normal varsity guys that I call for. So it's going to take me a second just to get down names. Be patient with your please. Claxton's going to be under center. Number 20, Tyler's going to be behind him. And number 22, Cash Miller's deep back. Pitch back to Miller. Miller's running on the far side. Dodges. Terrible defender still on his feet. Ball slips out of his hand. It's going to be recovered by... I think the Bulldogs got the ball. Miller was running around again. The field's really wet. Ball is super slippery. Recovered by the Bulldogs. I didn't see which number it was. So now it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs. Ball's at, clocked at 1:50. Bulldogs leading 50-0. Getting ready to call the play. Official calls a timeout. It's kind of hard for me to see the players' numbers. They're on the other side of the field, and it's just not lit very well. Another official timeout, and they're walking over to the Bulldog sideline, and they're going to have a huddle with all of the referees again. This is what happened last time. It was Miller was running the ball, was going to go in, was hit and tackled. The ball came out. Initially, it was called Bulldog ball. Maybe they're talking about to make sure it was. Yep, it is. It's going to be Bulldog football. Bulldogs leading 50-0, 1:43 in the second half and counting. As Goodwin's playing, the younger players getting in some equipment skin is a good thing. The JV games got to get moved around, and so this is a great opportunity for these guys to get some rest. Claxton under center, Tyler behind him, Miller behind him. There's the snap. Hand up underneath to Tyler. Tyler gained several yards. I don't know if they're touching. It looks like they're upstanding it. Maybe the 1 yard line. It's awfully close. Again, a pretty good eye, but it's just not very well lit. The grass is really tall, and they're at the far end of the field for me, but they're looking like they're standing at about the 1-2 yard line, so it's going to be they've got first and 15 on the scoreboard. It's not first and 15. I think it's first and goal. 1 minute left in the half and counting. Claxton under center. And the Bulldogs going to go into victory formation. Claxton takes the knee. So, again, what this means for the Bulldogs is most likely the Bulldogs, well, it's going to be rare, very odd if the Bulldogs don't walk away from here with the victory, and they're going to, as Claxton kneels it down again. So the clock is going to expire. It's fourth down for the Bulldogs, is what they said on the speaker, but the Bulldogs are going to just let the game end as the clock goes down. The Bulldogs are going to walk away from this one victorious, 50-0 over the Paint Creek Pirates. Next week will be the home opener for the Bulldogs. I will be with you live again on the radio if you're not there, but I would encourage you, if you're around Iowa, to come out check out this young Bulldogs football team, which has just dominated the first two games they've had of the year as they take on a solid Jayton Jaybird team. I'm Ben Moore. We'll see you next week.